There's not a greater honor for me than to introduce Gary Kubiak as our 15th head coach.
What was that moment like for you to hear your name announced as the next head coach of the Denver Broncos?
I was special, you know, very special. I'm sitting there looking at a lot of faces out there that I know and respect a great deal. And to walk up there and to have that responsibility from that point on was a very special moment for me. But at the same time, the thing that really hits me is the work that has to be done. You know, as exciting as that is and relishing that moment with my family and many, many friends, my mind is probably on what's going to happen here a couple hours from now because I've got a lot of work to do, but I'm looking forward to it.
Joe Ellis said, referring to you, said he is a Bronco. How much did it mean to hear that, and how much do you take everything that means into the work you just said?
Well, that's a tremendous compliment because there have been great people, players, coaches, administrative people come through this organization for Joe to give me that label for a day, you know, that means a great deal. I think we all, throughout life, wherever we work and the places we go and are a part of, you hope you have an impact. And, you know, being back here today, I feel like those first 20 years were worth a lot because they have a lot to do with me having this next opportunity. So I appreciate that from Joe and from Pat and his family. They mean a great deal to me.
You were very quick to answer how you embrace the expectations that come with taking over this job. How do you, as a coach, relay that to both the staff and the players to get complete buy-in?
Well, I'll tell them the same thing. I mean, when we'll have our staff together here, I think, pretty quickly, probably within a week. We can't go in 13 games tomorrow. We got to go to work on the first one, and we got to go to work on the off season. So we'll stay focused on the task at hand. I've been doing this long enough to know, in this business, you can win championships at 10 and 6 teams. I've been a part of that, you know. And then there's bad things that happen to 13 and 3 teams and 12 and 4. I've been a part of that too. So there's so many things that are involved with winning a championship, as John did a great job of expressing in the press conference. But we'll stay focused on the task at hand. You got to put yourself in position to be successful, and work gives you the chance to be successful.
When you start that work and you get the buy-in from the players, you'll get into this roster very soon, I'm sure. What traits as a head coach will you look for in players who you want to be part of this team and you'll request from them as they start that preparation?
Well, there's an identity here. I mean, and there's no doubt there's a Bronco identity, and you want players that play like a Bronco, you know, when they walk out of the locker room. So that I think that's been established, and we'll definitely talk about that. We'll always talk about that. But you're looking for passionate players that are all in, and their vision is the same as yours, which is the ultimate goal. So, I have a pretty good idea of the roster and have been through that. And, you know, we all study each other in National Football League, but now it's time for me to dig even deeper into that and sit down with John and his staff and get their input and, get ready for free agency and all those types of things.
There's a lot of time between now and when the offseason program begins and you get everyone in here together in that room where you were just introduced. When will you start to think about, and what might you say as you address the team is for the first time?
Oh, I don't know. I'll probably say a lot of things I said today. The biggest thing, I'll always be honest with players. I'll be honest with them, tell them what our vision is, and we'll be about work. We won't be about a lot of talking. You know, that doesn't do anybody any good. But players need to see, your vision as a coach, and the assistant coaches need to carry that on too. And we get the right people in place, the right leadership in place, and we'll go to work on everything that, you know, everybody wants to accomplish.